Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
When you think of movie ratings and you're looking at video games and movies and television shows, and they have these ratings, the ones used by like the Motion Picture Association, do you think that you can trust these ratings? Are you just supposed to look, you see that it says, you know, PG-13, okay, it's fine for my kid that's 13 or even possibly 12. Do we believe these, or do we have to do our own bit of research? My guest today is fan favorite Dr. Corey Cross, pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Movie ratings, what do they mean?
Well, they mean something different than they used to, for sure. And I definitely would suggest for parents to take, you know, 5 minutes, surf the internet, and really get a sense of what these ratings really do mean, because what most people don't realize is that the Major Motion Picture Association, they actually rate the movies themselves. I mean, yes, they have an independent agency that does it, but this is not, these ratings aren't a separate entity that has their own guidelines. This is all done by the movie industry, and that these ratings have changed over the years. And when I was doing research for this, I realized what I hadn't known was that gun violence has more than tripled in PG-13 movies since 1985. So what that means to me as a parent is that if I am just going to sit back and say, yeah, sure, you can go to the PG-13 movie. I went to PG-13 movies when I was 13 or maybe when I was 12 or 11. I'm fine. It wasn't that bad. It'll be fine for you. If you don't do any more research than that, you may be very surprised at what they are seeing, because these ratings are very different and they've changed as society has changed over the years. And in fact, if you go to a PG-13 movie nowadays, you will see more gun violence in a PG-13 movie than you would in an R movie today. The R movies, they basically put in the explicit sex, and the PG-13 movies, you can still get a PG-13 movie even if you have a tremendous amount of gun violence. I mean, I guess they use moderate amount, but that's very subjective. So for me, I think that it's really important as a parent to say, what do these ratings mean? And the Motion Picture Association came out with this Check the Box campaign, where you're supposed to be able to read and see what it says, and it might say like nudity, but it doesn't give you any more than that. And it's very different than parenting. For example, in a PG-13 movie, you're allowed to have one like serious expletive, like, you know, the F word, which is very different than as a parent. As a parent, you either approach it as it's okay or it's not. Like, I either never want to hear you say that, and if you do, you're in trouble, or otherwise, it's okay. But for movie ratings, it's not like parenting. You can say the F word once, as long as it's, you know, said in a certain context, and that's just not the way that most parents think. So I think that when they look at these movie ratings, it can be very confusing.
Well, it certainly can. So give us a little bit of a guide. And, you know, as you say, the gun violence and that sort of thing, I'm always shocked at the gore and the violence and all these things in movies like The Purge that my 14-year-old want to see. And it's like, oh, God, but it's harder now than it used to be to stop them. Our parents didn't want us to see Grease because of the end is suggestive. But Dr. Cross, how do we, I mean, do we have to go see these horrible movies first or watch these TV shows or look at these video games before? Because I don't want to go see these movies. So who can I trust?
Well, that's exactly true. So I think that the first thing you need to do is just spend a little time looking at what the movie ratings mean, realizing that a PG movie these days can have profanity, violence, and nudity, but no drug use. For me, that's just too much for PG. PG to me was like, you know, right above, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's the one right above that. It's not supposed to have anything really bad in it, but that's not the case. So you're right. Parents don't have time to either preview or really co-view everything. Of course, that is the recommendation, that you co-view when possible. This way, if you see something that isn't in line with your family values, you can talk about it. But the reality is, who has time for that? And, you know, maybe sometimes you do, but not always. So parents need to basically find other ways to find out what's in a movie. And what I like is there's a wonderful site called Common Sense Media. And I find that this site, it's a website, they also have an app, it really tells you what the movie is about. It breaks it all down for you. You want to know nudity, they will tell you exactly what's on the screen, for how long, and what you're seeing, and in what context. They will tell you what words are used, how many minutes of violence, what the type of violence is. So without actually having to go see the movie, you can get a very good sense, is this one of the lighter PG-13 movies or the more appropriate PG movies, or is this just not appropriate for your family and your child? And I would say that they're a wonderful site, not just for movies, but they do video games, they do books. They basically rate almost everything that's media-related to children. And I have found this to be extremely helpful when I'm trying to figure out a movie to take on the plane with me, you know, flying across country with my kids. I don't want to get on the plane and all of a sudden be like, whoa, this was the wrong choice and now we have 5 hours. So you really, it's a great site to use. And I think that that's something that parents need to do, is they just need to dive a little bit deeper and maybe go around, you know, the regular rating system.
So, okay, go around the regular rating system, dive a little deeper, go to commonsensemedia.org. It's a great website where you can, as Dr. Cross says, get a good bunch of information on some of these things. Now, where video games and other things of that nature, even music today, Dr. Cross, I know that I was going to buy my nephew a bunch of years back a CD, and my sister said, that's not appropriate, you can't buy him that. Well, now that just seems tame compared to what I'm hearing in some of this, you know, rap and the music that kids are listening to. How do we, is there a rating system for music on CDs, and what about video games?
Definitely, and I think that you touch on a really important point, which is that society has changed. You know, this is something that there was a study done recently in the Pediatrics Journal that talks about the desensitization of basically parents for violence and sex when they are looking at films or little scenes from films. And when they were first shown these things, they said, oh, no, that's only appropriate for a 17-year-old. But after watching repeated scenes of violence or sex, at the end of the study, many parents thought it was appropriate for a 14-year-old. So I think what you're touching on is exactly that our society has changed. What your sister-in-law thought was completely inappropriate, you know, for your nephew might be very different than what people think is completely inappropriate for kids now. And, you know, that's fine. I'm not going to judge what is or isn't appropriate, but parents need to know that. But they also need to realize that the people rating these movies, particularly in the Major Motion Picture Association, that they are parents too, and they are in our society, and they have been desensitized just like the rest of us. So, you know, you really just need to know what's appropriate for your family and make those decisions, and then to stand by it, because you will change your mind and get influenced by your children or their peers. But if you really believe that something's inappropriate for a certain age, you're probably right.
Okay, so you know, if you think that it's probably not, like a certain game, Call of Duty, or a certain movie, The Purge, any of these things, if you kind of have the idea this is not really great for your kids, you don't let them. Then there's the old, but Mom, all my friends got to see this movie. All my friends got to see all the scary movies on Halloween. So we only have about a minute left, Dr. Cross, but give us your best advice for dealing with these movie ratings and the inevitable, but my friends got to see it.
I think that it's the same with all parenting. You have to say we have certain rules in our house, and you have to be willing to listen to what they say and what the kids say. And sometimes you do change your mind. Maybe they have a good point. Maybe you were being a little too strict. But if you feel something strongly, then you stand by it. You're the parent, and you have to make hard decisions. I also think that CoView when you can, Common Sense Media, which does rate everything from music to video games to books to movies. And then I also think if you see something that you really feel uncomfortable about, that you're really not happy about, talk about it. Talk about it on Facebook, Twitter about it, tweet about it, whatever. Because when Rango came out, an animated movie, and had smoking in it for kids, people got very upset, and I don't think that they will push the envelope like they did in that movie. So people can still make a difference, and I think that that is an important thing to remember as a parent, that we are part of the society too, so we need to speak up when we don't like what we're seeing.
Great information. We can make a difference. So speak to your children about these and go to commonsensemedia.org, another great way to find out. You're listening to Healthy Children on Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.